T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. All right, well, this is really exciting because Mike Pritchard, of course, is now the lead NFL analyst at VSiN, Perloff, so you know we're big fans. Of course, he was a former first-round draft pick by the Atlanta Falcons, played for the Denver Broncos, played for the Seahawks. He also was the MVP of the Colorado Buffalo's 1990 national championship team, so he's a former Buffalo. He was a teammate of Deion Sanders. Now he's covering the NFL. Mike, you are the perfect person to talk to today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for the invite. It'd be my pleasure to talk about Deion Primetime Sanders going to my school, Colorado.
So I guess you're excited.
Yes, beyond excited, Andy. I mean, this is incredible news. He's just injected a lot of excitement, not just with the school, the football program, the athletic department, but the entire state, the entire Buff Nation, to be honest with you. And that's something that has been missing for a couple of decades now. So, yeah, the impact has been immediately felt knowing that Coach Prime is going to be our head coach.
I imagine there's got to be like a, you know, text thread either from your Falcons days or from the Colorado days or maybe both. And I imagine both are kind of lit up with Deion texts.
Yeah, you know, certainly the glory days. I've heard from a ton of fans and boosters and former teammates in terms of the glory days when we did win a national championship and how fired up everybody is. And then I've heard from recent day Buffs and certainly future Buffs too, but I haven't had a chance to connect with Deion yet, but I'm sure that'll happen once he gets done with his business out there at Jackson State and then ascends into Boulder. He's ready to go though. I mean, just his introductory press conference, to his interaction with the players, I know Prime is ready to go.
Yeah, Mike, what did you think about that? Because obviously Deion comes in and he's a huge personality. He's a huge celebrity, incredible football player, incredible coach. But what did you think about the tactic of coming in and basically telling all the current Colorado Buffaloes, hit the transfer portal, kids, because there's a new sheriff in town?
Well, unfortunately for the program, the transfer portal has been a mass exodus. I mean, we've lost player after player after player each and every year the last couple of years. And I know with social media, a lot of players get ahead of it and they announce that they're going to go to the transfer portal. I don't know what the number is for current CU players that mention that, hey, they're going to go to the transfer portal. So I think it's a weeding out process. Deion, Coach Prime, knows that he needs to do something like that from a 1-11 football team. There's a reason why Coach Prime is here. I mean, our program needs a better direction, a better leadership in regards to a head football coach. And I think he was a blunt instrument in terms of just informing the kids. So if you're entertaining transferring, if you're entertaining the transfer portal, then go ahead and do that because I'm upgrading this program. And knowing Coach Prime, he's ready to do just that. So I know he's hitting the ground running. They've been recruiting well from what I hear. Five-star athletes, the transfer portal has been very active too in terms of the interest in Colorado football. So I think the impact was felt, but then also the impact was heard in other places where we can attract those five-star elite athletes.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard, lead NFL analyst at VSiN, former NFL player. Mike, I remember when Colorado was one of the premier programs in the nation. They had a lot of swagger. What has happened since the 90s? Why has the program fallen off? Is it the athletics department wasn't dedicated to football or there wasn't enough money? Why has it been so long since the Buffs have been sort of in the national conversation?
Yeah, irrelevant. I mean, that's a way to sum it up. I mean, there's a combination of factors, to be honest with you. I think we had a revolving door with coaches for a while. We could never really settle in at quarterback either. And I think that can lead to an inconsistent program. Once we got to the Pac-12, we did have success, though. We competed for the Pac-12 championship. We lost that game against Washington. And then we won the Pac-12 South during the COVID situation. But we never really have been consistent. And there's a number of factors, right? I think the main thing is recognition, though. The administration, Rick George, our athletic director, certainly our president, our chancellor, just acknowledging and understanding the dynamic of college football and how it's changing, and now wanting to be competitive with that. So Coach Prime is a perfect person. The awareness of NIL, the awareness of the level of support needed for the program, I mean, those are all initiatives instituted into this process of trying to get CU back where we belong.
Mike Pritchard is our guest. Perloff mentioned lead NFL analyst at VSiN. You got the VSiN College Football Bowl Guide is available right now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You get a spread and total picks on everything from legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger. Okay, two more for you, Mike, from me about this. One, what are the expectations now for Deion at Colorado? Immediately, like, how quickly do you think he's going to...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get this turned around.
Quickly, very quickly.
What does that look like? What does that mean?
Well, you know what? I think... it's not out of the question to envision a bowl game and a bowl appearance. I mean, when we're talking about getting CU back to the level where we all want to see it and where it belongs, I mean, that's competing in the college football playoff. And the level of athlete that Coach Prime can attract means that we can compete on that level. And so a bowl game it would be the first step, and then certainly trying to be consistent and try to participate in a college football playoff. I think that's what the expectations should be. Rick George and the administration and certainly our supporters, we've all ponied up in terms of facilities and what could be attractive about the football program. We've just been missing that piece, that figurehead, that persona, that profile, that electricity, that swagger, like you mentioned earlier, everything that Coach Prime can bring. And so, now that we have it, I think we hit the ground running, and absolutely, let's set our sights high and see if we can reach them.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to dig back into your memory for your favorite or best Deion Sanders story. You guys were obviously teammates with the Falcons. That was a heck of a team, too. A lot of characters, Brett Favre on the bench there, Jerry Glanville. What's your favorite or best Deion story?
Oh, wow, I have so many good ones. you know what? I think my best story was, and I don't know if Deion has talked about it this way, though, but he played a baseball game. Because everybody can remember, Deion was a two-sport star. And he left a baseball game, and I believe the Atlanta Braves, I think they were in either the playoffs or they were marching towards the playoffs. I mean, they were elite baseball team back then, too. And then we had a game against the Dolphins on the road, and he made it. He played a game and then made it to our game, and obviously he was exhausted. But he went out there and performed at the highest level. And I never thought I would imagine seeing something like that. But just the level of respect of a guy who just cared about his teammates that much to where, yeah, he's doing something that's never been done before. But at the same time, he's helping us perform and he's helping us try to win a football game. And I just had so much respect for that. But I don't know if Deion's really talked about that, but as teammates, he gave his heart and soul. He was exhausted. He gave a speech after the game, and it was inspiring. And so, in other words, that really helps galvanize a team. That really helps bring a team together and really helps you understand the level of commitment that's needed to play at a high, high level.
And, Mike, we can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Mike Pritchard is the lead NFL analyst at VSiN. Of course, love watching you in college and the NFL, Mike, as the MVP of the Buffalo's 1990 National Championship team, of course, and the former first-round draft pick of the Falcons. Played all those fun years in Denver, too, Seattle as well. This is great. Wish we had time for some more football questions.
Yeah, we got to talk NFL next time. Mike, can we have you back to talk NFL?
Next time would be awesome. Okay. You guys are great, and I would love it.
What are you doing next week? Okay, we'll book you for that. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's where you can get this year's VSiN College Football Bowl Guide, Perloff, with picks on the spread and total of every bowl game from legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger.
That would have been the second question if we had more time. Give us your favorite Brent Musburger story out of Vegas.
Yeah.
He's got, two characters. Yeah, though Deion's stories are great. It's unbelievable. I remember when Deion was playing both sports. Only primetime could do it like he did it. It was the most amazing thing.
We have to go back. We're going to find that Miami game and get the box score of it. We have to. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That was a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.